Famously, on VE Day in May 1945, the then Princesses Elizabeth and Margaret, aged 19 and 14 years old respectively, were given permission by their mother and father, the King and Queen, to mingle with the crowds outside Buckingham Palace and to join in the celebrations. It is a fascinating image of royalty in the midst of the people, and a reminder to me of how Christ, the Prince of Peace and King of Kings, left his eternal home to truly come among us. This is why he was named from the beginning, Emmanuel, God with us. And in these weeks following Easter, when we look back over the life of Jesus as a whole, we might consider how he was born in a stable, made his living as a carpenter, travailed in the desert, and then first in Galilee, and then in Jerusalem, was willing to welcome any stranger, embrace the forgotten and the isolated, defend the poor, hold and heal the diseased, and the troubled of mind, challenge the unjust, and even on a cross, give comforting words to a convicted criminal. His life was indeed one of dwelling in the midst of this world, experiencing the joys and sorrows of human life, and drawing alongside people, especially the poor, with compassion and in concern, and with a desire to place before everyone a vision of a better world and way of life, one where all could have plenty. After he had risen, and following his ascension, the disciples had to decide what they were now going to do, what kind of world they were going to build. They remembered what he had said to them. I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Go therefore to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the end of the age. 75 years ago, after 6 years of conflict, the churches of these islands, with the nation, came together not only to express relief and give thanks, but also to determine what kind of new world they should work to create. Political leadership led to the formation of the United Nations, whose first General Assembly was held at Methodist Central Hall in London on the 10th of January 1946. The churches in the UK, remembering both Jesus' example and his words, that whosoever do these things to the least of my brothers and sisters, do them unto me, came together to establish Christian Aid. It was an immediate and necessary response to the countless people around the world and in Europe now living as refugees. In the 75 years since, Christian Aid has expanded its work around the world in its ceaseless effort to relieve and end human poverty. As and when we emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, it is important we ask ourselves, what kind of new world do we want to create and work for? What would Jesus say and do? Surely, it must be a world where we must renew our efforts to defend justice, work for peace, alleviate the effects of climate change through a change of lifestyle, give dignity and worth to every human life, and bring an end to poverty. We must, in other words, like Jesus did throughout his life, dwell in the midst of the people and engage with the world in all its messiness. Not hide behind the walls and gates of our buildings, or enter into some kind of spiritual lockdown. The gospel is needed more than ever, and the vision of what Jesus called the kingdom of God, if you like, a new society founded on the highest principles of justice, peace, compassion, and mercy, remains ever-pressing. It should be no other than our duty and delight as Christian people to strive for this new society and to build this holy kingdom. In this week, when we have marked the 75th anniversary of VE Day and noted the subsequent formation of Christian Aid, may we know, in our homes and in the world, on our streets and in our hospitals, that the Lord is in our midst and truly with us, just as the princesses Elizabeth and Margaret were present in the crowds outside Buckingham Palace all those years ago. And may we be inspired, both during this crisis and eventually when we come out of it, and we shall, to do our utmost to shape the world in the way God intended. The prophet Micah says, "What does the Lord require of us? It is to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." The Lord bless you and keep you wherever you are today. Our next hymn is one written by Timothy Dudley Smith, himself born in the same year as the Queen in 1926, and therefore to be counted among the wartime generation. It is a hymn that both looks back with thanksgiving and looks forward to a future we are all called in Jesus' name to shape and to build. Lord, for the years, your love has kept and guided.